This podcast helps you to understand the reasons behind the need to trade with the East and the voyage of Ralph Fitch. It takes the form of an interview with Ralph Fitch.
Good morning. May I start by introducing our guest today, Mr. Ralph Fitch. He has just written a pamphlet detailing his journeys in the East. He spent 8 years travelling. What prompted you to travel to the East, Ralph?
Well, since about 1580, there has been a rising demand for luxury goods such as silk, cotton, jewels, perfumes, and of course, spices.
Yes, we have been importing spices since the Middle Ages, haven't we? Why did you need to go on this terribly long journey?
We have traditionally obtained spices through overland routes, but more recently the Portuguese have pioneered sea routes in order to obtain spices. They have dominated the spice trade in recent years. In 1580, when Spain invaded Portugal, a group of merchants became increasingly concerned that the spice trade with India would become more difficult. They set up the Turkey Company in 1581 with the aim of establishing links with Constantinople and the Ottoman Empire. Queen Elizabeth granted them a charter which gave them a monopoly of trade with the Eastern Mediterranean.
A monopoly? That means they were the only people able to trade, is that right?
It is.
So where did you fit into all of this?
I was commissioned by the Turkey Company along with 4 other men. 2 other merchants, John Newbury and John Eldred, a jeweller, William Leeds, and James Story, a painter. We set off from Plymouth in 1583.
Am I right in saying you were the only one of the 5 who returned?
That is right. I will explain why later. We set off in 1583 with letters of introduction from the Queen. We travelled from Falmouth on the 11th of March and sailed to the Eastern Mediterranean. We travelled overland, reaching Basra in May 1583. John Eldred decided to stay in Basra to trade. We sailed down the Persian Gulf to the Portuguese trading centre of Hormuz. There, we were arrested.
That must have been tough.
It was. We were taken to Goa, which was the main Portuguese colony in India. We were eventually released, but James Story decided to join the Jesuit College in Goa, and we carried on.
So Eldred had stayed in Basra, and you left Story in Goa?
Yes. Newbury, Leeds and I then headed for the court of the Mughal Emperor Akbar in northern India. I can truly say that the journey through India was the most amazing part of the journey. There was such a variety of goods on sale, from diamonds to cotton, silk, sugar and spices. Finally, in 1585, we reached the Emperor's new palace at Fatehpur Sikri near Agra. It was breathtaking and full of wealth and power. Leeds decided to stay and continue his trade there.
He was a jeweller, was he not?
Yes.
Was that when you came back home?
No. Newbury and I parted company. He decided to travel home overland, and I decided to journey on. I reached Burma and then sailed down the Malay Peninsula, where I found out a great deal about trade with China and the Spice Islands.
How far did you get?
I got as far as the Portuguese port of Malacca, but the authorities there would not let me through into the South China Sea. I was forced to turn back for home.
Since then, you have written an account of your journey which has taken England by storm. This pamphlet has proved incredibly popular in terms of letting other people know about travelling to the East.
It has been popular, though I am pleased to be back. I just wish I could have set up trading links.
I am sure, though, that your knowledge will prove useful in the quest for trading links. Thank you, Ralph, for coming and talking to us this morning.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.